This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Recognize that. Is that music? I guess we'd consider that music. That's a sounder. In the radio business, we call it a sounder. And what it does is bring us into the talk radio countdown zone. Welcome to another week, a weekend, an overview of what's going on. This is Labor Day weekend, the first weekend, not a full week. We're going to go through the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, and his staff have gleaned the important items that have been a part of the news talk radio world this week. So we'll go through those and the people, have lots of conversation about those folks who make the world of talk radio as interesting as it is. What about the political season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All those in our purview here today. So let's get started first with a list of the stories, Michael, from number 10 to number 1, and then we'll do the same thing with the people list and see where we go from there.
All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the death of Gene Wilder and Major League Baseball action. Those are tied at number 10. We have the death of the cousin of Dwayne Wade, and that's tied with just conversation about Black Lives Matter, ties into that at number 9. Number 8, the looming G20 summit. At number 7, the EU Apple tax case, and that's tied with another international story, Brazil impeaches Rousseff. At number 6, we have the Iran nukes deal details. At number 5, the split between Wiener and Abedin.
They changed their name, for God's sakes.
To, like, Murray Wiener.
I know, Oscar Myers.
The split between Abedin and Meyer.
Yeah. Right, isn't that better? The baby's going to grow up as a wiener.
Right? No. I don't know. People are strange when you're a stranger. Yeah. People are funny. You know?
People are strange, yes, they are. Yeah. Yep.
We have Kaepernick's anthem.
People, this guy, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, his anthem protest, number 4. Number 3, the Tuesday primaries. Number 3, Tuesday primaries. Number 2, Trump's Mexico visit, and that's tied with general discussion about immigration policy. And number 1, the big kahuna of topics, the presidential race. The people on our survey at number 10, Gene Wilder. Number 9, Tim Cook. Number 8, Dilma Rousseff. At number 7, Dwayne Wade and Nikia Aldrich. Number 6, Marco Rubio, John McCain, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. At number 5, Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner. At number 4, Colin Kaepernick. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, the most popular man on the planet, Donald Trump. There you go.
Is it too predictable to say I don't even want to waste any time talking about Colin Kaepernick? Or is that me in my pejorative about a guy who makes $50 million a year talking about people and how hard life is?
Well, I think we should spend this program
the whole
talking
hour
about why we're not going to talk about Colin Kaepernick and why he doesn't deserve to be talked about.
No.
And why the topic is not worthy of our analysis.
Why the heck is it there in the first place?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. What's wrong with this guy?
So,
what's wrong with all of us?
Well, that would take more than an hour.
I actually think the Colin Kaepernick story is one of the most important unimportant stories.
Really?
That had.
Well, pray tell, please tell us why.
Because it ties into the concept of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
we are all about here.
That's my favorite topic from a standpoint of it's the one that I will be willing to go out on a limb about.
I don't think we're saying don't express yourself. We just don't like his expression. Maybe it's not for we. I don't like his expression because it's too pat. It's too easy. Are there a lot of things that black people are suffering with and under in this country that are inexcusable? Absolutely. What perception do we get of a guy who's making $15 million a year? And maybe this is me saying the way he's doing it seems to me he could do a lot more good by taking positive strokes or shots at this rather than negative. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, but you see, you're talking about some deep cultural considerations, and I think it's a good topic. I really do. My opinion is, I don't even know if I have an opinion. I have a lot of opinions about it, is that we make too much of a deal about it.
Yeah.
People should say, that's interesting. He's sitting. So what? Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I said I was going to do at the beginning. Outrage. On my own toot.
But you see, what I don't care for personally is, why are we so outraged? Mm-hmm. So, okay. The guy doesn't want to stand for the flag. Big deal. Why do we attach so much significance to forcing politically correct?
Because we've trained ourselves or allowed ourselves to be trained into a certain way of thinking, thanks to the one-sidedness of a lot of the political discussions on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Aren't you? I mean, is that part of it anyway?
No, I think that the brainwashing that leads to a certain way of thinking goes back to how we're raised as children.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to what we're taught in school. It's going back to the idea that we stand and we pledge allegiance to a flag. And I'm not saying we shouldn't. What I'm saying is, but
why do we?
Yeah. You see, why do we have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it expected that you do this or you're not a patriot?
Yeah, right. You're on the Gabby. What was her name? Gabby, the gymnast at the Olympics, Gabby mm-hmm. Douglas, mm-hmm. Who didn't hold her hand to her heart when the national anthem was named. Who does that? I don't do it. I pledge allegiance with my hand over my heart, but I don't hold my hand over my heart when they. And yet, all these people made such a big deal. All these right wing whack jobs made such a big deal. Look at how she's disgusting because she doesn't respect the United States, and we gave her the chance to go there. I listen to more nonsense come.
So that's what the topic really is.
Yeah.
The topic really is what do we have to do to prove that we're worthy of being free? How unfree do we have to be free?
Really? That's very interesting. Yeah, I always expect you to come up with something like that. The deepness behind the story.
Yeah,
there it is.
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that. You might make fun of me, but I wouldn't make fun of you.
That's right, because in our contract, that's what it says.
Yes,
I make fun of you, you don't make fun of me.
Yes, right.
Behind the scenes, folks.
Yes.
Contract negotiations between Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen's people.
Okay.
Don't you wish we had people?
People, I do. I kind of like being able to talk to you and you being able to talk to me at all hours of the day and night.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Listen, Georgetown University has come up with something interesting that I will talk to you, and then we'll leave this in just a moment. We'll pause. Mm-hmm. It's the talk radio roundup, the talk radio review, the hot hits, the stories, the people, and many of the stars of this format are a focus of ours as well. It's 14 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's Cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. The more you buy, the more Kohl's Cash you'll earn. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything. Get active with 40 to 50% off Fila Sport and Tech Gear and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty Points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at Rite Aid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty Points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/ratingpoints for details. Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com and Mobil.com for details.
17 after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show, the review of the stories, the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. So I just wanted to go one more step with you, if I may, Michael, on this theme of what to do with our history, the number of people, groups of peoples that we have taken advantage of. We haven't, I haven't, you haven't, but our ancestors have. So some people feel it's their responsibility, which is okay as long as you don't make me help you. If I want to help you, that's swell, but you're going to make me help you, I don't want to. Such is the case with Georgetown University. Apparently they owned hundreds and hundreds of slaves. And they were going broke in the early 19th century. I think it was 1819 or somewhere around in there, 1820. They decided to sell a bunch of their slaves, 300-400 of their slaves, so they could make a mortgage payment or pay the mortgage off. So Georgetown University put up a, what they do is they put up a big stockade and they parade the slaves. That's what they did across the stage. And you'd bid whatever you wanted, $1,000 for this slave, $500 for that one. And they got, what was the equivalent today of about $30 million for selling their slaves. So now they have decided to open up the, registration gates, if you will, to many people of color who have an ancestry that goes back to these slaves that they owned and sold. So you'll be able to come, you'll get in, you'll get a free scholarship, and it's much the same as what's done for their heritage families. Well, I don't, as long as it's of their own free will, more power to them. I thought that was, quite frankly, a great idea. What do you
think? I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
That's what I thought it was a good idea. Of having these the relatives of the slaves that they sold go to Georgetown free.
Well, it kind of equals the scales of justice on the cosmic level, you know.
Yeah. What a wonderful way to put it. My God, repeat that. That's brilliant.
It equals the scales of justice on a cosmic level.
That is. I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah, how else?
Doesn't it?
It's an attempt to, and by making the attempt, that helps in that regard. I mean, you can't change the past, mm-hmm. you can't undo the wrong, but you can make an attempt to do something right, even if it's symbolic.
Yeah.
If it's symbolic. It's what's in our hearts. It's what's in our hearts that really is measured by whatever the big judge in the sky is. And you can't fool that judge. You know, if you do something and you don't have the right spirit for doing it, or you're doing it for an ulterior motive, well, you're a hypocrite and you're not getting away with anything.
Just as you said that, I imagine Joy Brown doing that.
I missed what you said.
Well, I just was, as you were talking about somebody in the skies. For those of you who don't know, Dr. Joy Brown was a great friend of ours, Michael's and mine, and a long-running talk radio personality, died this past week. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we have 23 and change after the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm taking a big deep breath here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine because we both lost a very good, close, fabulous friend this week. So, and this is the first I've talked about it. When she died, I went on the air and I was fine about it. I think maybe the more I think about it and her, and, you know, we all have our own stories of people that we care about that we might have known together. You have fabulous stories. You trusted her with so much. We had our annual convention last May, as we have every year, the Talkers Convention. And Michael always called upon Joy to sort of be the glue, to put things together. She would be the MC, and she'd tell jokes, and she'd try to get people moving along, and she'd wear those silly short skirts that she wears.
She had six costume changes in the course of
a
business meeting. And she brought a wardrobe. We had to have a dressing room for her, and she changed her miniskirt.
Every half hour. I'll tell you, she was a trip. All right, so let's spend a couple of minutes. You talk about her, because I...
Well, Joy Brown, for those who are just listening who know of her or don't know of her and don't know this happened, last weekend she died suddenly, unexpected, 71 years old, picture of health, you know.
Yeah, she's in fabulous shape.
A dynamic woman, major figure in the broadcasting industry, arguably the greatest radio psychologist of all time.
The go-to person for psychology on the air.
The one that was keeping that genre alive after all the others fell from the wayside or left terrestrial radio.
Well, that's because they were lousy. She was good.
She was better than they were, let's put it that way. She cared about performance within the guidelines of academic traditional psychology. Mainstream psychology.
Yeah.
She never was sensational. She didn't try to be
put people down.
No, she didn't do anything for the sake of ratings. She didn't endorse products. In many ways, she hurt her own career by not playing ball with what a lot of.
To tell you,
I'm telling the truth. I mean,
I know you are. I got to tell you a quick story.
Yeah,
she and I were working. She and I were closely aligned in many ways, but we were oftentimes thought of by program directors as being the same sort of a show. We fit together in the way our styles of doing radio, and I'm not a specialist, I'm a generalist, but she was a specialist. But we were friends. I remember going on dog and pony shows with her. Once she and I and Alan Combs and Michael Reagan visited some stations in the southeast and for a couple of days, and we had a fabulous time. It was just fun because we were all just people, and the audience saw us as some kind of stars, and we laugh about it when we go to dinner at night, how silly people were to think of us as stars. But she was somebody who could, on the air, drill down. I had her on my program frequently over the years. She could drill down to the cause and the fix of a problem faster than anybody that I ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. Just right to it. And that's why she was good.
Yeah, she was really, really, really good.
Frankly.
Extremely credible. Extremely credible, and it was based on a foundation of intelligence. She was a very intelligent woman.
Yeah, she
could be a clown. She was a good sport. She'd wear costumes. You know, she did off-Broadway theater roles. People didn't even know about it. She played crazy roles. She was the ringmaster of the circus. Did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, she did. She was, and she was. She would laugh at herself. She knew how to laugh at herself.
Yeah,
and yet she took what she did very seriously and did a program to the day before she died. She did a three-hour radio program. Had been doing it for 30-some-odd years. And just it was always the same quality, no matter what. It was always the same quality of broadcast. So lots of thoughts and well wishes to the Joy's family. Dr. Joy Brown passing away this past week at the age of 71.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Champions are made. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the most inspiring parts of emotional management is motivation. A big portion of my career is devoted to working with some of the best athletes in the entire world. And athletes, as you know, rely a ton on motivation. But just because they rely on motivation doesn't mean that they don't at times struggle with motivation. You see, motivation is a mindset. And we alone have the final say on the mindset that we have in life. By learning to master your self-talk, you can become the champion of your own motivation. And once you become the champion of your motivation, you can become a champion at anything you undertake. For help with motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of The Bible of Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Television is, Talkers Radio. We've been through the stories, some of the usual things that are all part of the circumstance and ancillary people that are connected to the big stories. I thought it was interesting that you lumped Marco Rubio, John McCain, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz together as the number six item on the people list, given that they all won their primary victories, McCain in Arizona, Rubio in Florida, as was the case with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Is the, you know, you...
the revenge of the establishment.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it is. All these guys were worried. McCain had serious challenge. Rubio did, too, and they were all embarrassing. They were all like out of left field, all three of them. And yet they get themselves connected enough to the voters. And do you really think it is as simple as name recognition? Is that it? How many people who actually go to the polls and vote for people know what they stand for, what they've done, what they are doing? We ever wonder that?
You know, I wonder that all the time. Why, do I ever wonder that? Yeah, that's one of the things I wonder about. And to a degree, name recognition and familiarity does play a role in what makes people vote. Yeah. I don't think it's completely the case. Otherwise, it's time to move to a totalitarian country and hope you have a benign dictator.
Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-un is not your leader.
You know, because you know, if all elected officials were there by accident, that would be totally terrible, as opposed to the way it is now, which is just partially terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I love the way people think things can't get worse. Oh. Things can get far worse, and they are.
Of course
they always can.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's important to keep that in mind, because the old, we haven't got anything to lose.
Really?
We have plenty to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really is how all of the pieces fit together. You're going to have to forgive me. I am, now that I went into, my brain sinked into my thinking about Joy Brown, and I think we ought to go back to her and discussing her. I think that's far more interesting, because so many people who are listening to this program have known and listened to Joy over the years. You have special insight into her and her career. You've been quoted in most all of the articles that were written, her obituaries, and you pay tribute to her with a special section at Talkers Magazine. So I think it's appropriate for us to spend a bit more time. I said this on the air earlier in the week when I started talking about this, looking at the passing of Tom Maher and of Jerry Doyle. There's a club, and I don't mean that to be negative. There's a group of us who have been together and friends, and I mentioned a few names a few minutes ago. Certainly Joy was in that at the beginning, as you and I and many other people who are great broadcasters have tried to steer the course in terms of talk radio as an industry. And there's some fascinating people that have been part of that trend along the years. And Joy was right there. And so she became, you know, it's a small group of people who do this for a living anyway. And most of us reasonably know one another. We may not be friends, but we at least know who each other are. But in this case, I considered not a close friend, but he was a good friend. Same with Doyle. We'd run into him at the various conventions, mostly Talkers. But Joy was my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your friend.
What you are doing here is you're expressing your personal perspective and your personal sentiments.
Yeah.
But
I think she deserves the recognition because she did
She does. She does deserve the recognition because she was very special.
Yeah.
But I say that not because she was my friend. I say that
she's a great broadcaster.
I say that objectively as an observer of the industry.
Yeah. I'm not so objective.
You're objective, but you're saying something interesting here. You're describing a club. I view it a little bit differently. I view the entire industry as a club that I'm in. I have relationships.
Well, I meant that to be sort of the implication.
Yeah, I don't want people listening to this to think that there's some kind of clique here.
Clique among a few of us. Yeah, right. That's not what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I realize that, but I have to set the record straight on that because we're being heard not just by listeners, we're being heard by broadcasters all around the country.
Right.
And I've never operated exclusively. I like to be inclusive.
Yep.
And you do too. One of the things I've said about you over the years is that you're very good to your fellow broadcasters. Let's be honest. Joy was much more. I was much closer, and you are much closer to Joy than we were with, say, Tom Maher.
I cannot say
that I am a personal friend of Jerry Doyle. I knew Jerry Doyle, but Joy is somebody that we knew personally, who also happened to be one of the greatest broadcasters on radio of all time.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to clarify.
Yep.
That. She was incredibly special.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you are displaying here on this radio program something I don't think many of your listeners have heard. And that is, you know, I mean, you were on the border of crying before. You weren't crying over Jerry Doyle. And
That's very... No, I did not cry over Jerry. I was sad that he died.
With all due respect.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a very interesting way of putting it.
You know, this is more about you, Doug. I'm sitting here going, I can't believe it. You know, this is a side of you that...
I'm in touch with my emotions, but I she had... She was quite the character.
I'm not as interested in being in this business anymore as much as I was last week because she's gone.
Yeah.
This is the kind of, you know, it's funny how people react to the loss of somebody really important to them. Yeah. You go through waves of, okay, you forget about it a while, you laugh, you get back to normal living, and then all of a sudden it hits you.
Right.
And it comes over you like a wave.
Well, it happens like, you know, well, I'm looking at some of her advice, actually, here. If you're married, go on dates together. Things like that. And she would say, if you broke up with someone, don't date anybody for a year. Yeah. It was much of her therapy was aimed at couples.
Yes. Relationships.
Relationship-oriented. Yeah. Right, exactly. And I find that her advice is very helpful. And I think a lot of people, excuse me, did as well. That's why she was so popular for as many years. And people listened to her for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and it was never the same. You never heard the same stuff come out of her mouth. It was always new. There were threads of thoughts that make sense, but it wasn't the same old advice that you used to hear. Well, I'm going to mention somebody's name. I'm not going to mention.
No, don't mention his name.
But what I'm just saying is that it was reliably different. She was pensive. She wrote some interesting books. 9 Fantasies That Will Ruin Your Life. I remember having her on the program to talk about that, as a matter of fact.
I've only worked my way up to 7. I've got to learn the other 2.
Excuse me.
Hey, I thought I had them all.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
But, but here's something you're saying. She was a good broadcaster as well as a good psychologist. That's the point. Right.
I know what I wanted to say. That brought me around to something. This is when I went off on the toot about we took trips and did the dog and pony show. I was remembering talking to her because we were sold oftentimes, even though we didn't have the same syndicator, but many stations would take us because we had the same sort of air about us. So I would get people that were sponsors that would come to me and say, will you do this, and can you get Joy? Now, I'm not her agent. I'm her friend. But because we were sort of thought of together, can you get her to do a live spot for us?
Lots of luck.
And at the end, kind of, I broke her down after a lot of years, but she wouldn't do that. No. She would not endorse anything.
That hurt her career. Yeah, because you have to be somewhat of a whore to make it in media today.
Thank you.
And she wouldn't do it.
No, she wouldn't do it.
Seriously, I'm giving you some behind-the-scenes insight. Yeah, you know this, but
you're telling the story. Good. I'd rather you tell it.
I mean, one of the things you've got to be able to do in broadcasting is endorse products, do live reads.
Yeah.
Now, I said before, she'd be willing to go and put on a costume and play a goofy role.
Yeah.
Because she was a good sport. But she wouldn't be willing to sit and do a 60-second commercial that would put money in her pocket and put money in somebody else's pocket and keep her job if she didn't actually believe in the product. And then she had hesitation about doing it.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah. Very interesting.
The whole nature of this business is to sell products. To sell, in some cases, crappy products.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Literally.
We're talking about Dr. Joy Brown, who passed away this past week. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I watch dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet, I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Plus taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second for evident network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you ever seen a comic strip that was so funny you just had to share it with someone? I know this is radio, but a friend posted a comic to my Facebook page that I'd like to share with you. It comes from the popular strip Pearls Before Swine. In the first panel, a character begins reading a long list of warning labels. The next panels each feature a new warning from the same product. One says, use extreme caution when moving the product. And another warns, take extreme care when the product is in use. And still another says, never leave this product unattended when in use. Can you guess what this dangerous product is? Well, in the last panel, it's revealed that it's actually just a common kitchen toaster. Let's be fair, that's only a comic strip, but like most comics, it's based in reality. Every year, our wacky warning label contest features products like this that are plastered with warnings. Product makers know that we don't need many of these warnings, but they also know that in America, if they don't put them there, they can be sued. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
All right, a minute or two left here for our discussion. I think normally what we do is get off. I mean, this is about the world of talk radio, and there's no greater star than Joy was, and she will continue to burn brightly in our memories and our mind because she was so good at what she did. So, Michael, I think you did a fabulous job of bringing to the surface the things about her. I mean, we can think about other people that we know well that we hope are not going to be cast aside quickly, but there aren't many that we have the same strong feelings about who are as good a broadcaster as Joy was and as good a friend as she was. So with those two thoughts in mind, we pay tribute to her because she deserved it. She would have said the same thing about you and I had one of us gone instead of her under the circumstances. So thank you for the penetrating thoughts and remembrances of Doctor.
Yeah, this has been an interesting show and interesting discussion. Right. I appreciate being a part of it.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to have had the opportunity. This is a good a place for a conversation like that. 10 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This past week, Dr. Joy Brown, who is the syndicated radio psychologist dispensing great advice for decades, passed away very unexpectedly. She was a very important part of the radio programs that I did. And so we present to you for the next few minutes a sort of trip down memory lane with a conversation that was so typical of her as she gave advice on my program.
We're going to talk about how to get along with people that you don't like. First of all, the neighborhood that I grew up in, there were very few people my own age because it was it was more rural, certainly suburban rural, and there were 1, 2, 3 people on the entire street that I knew who were my age. They all went to private school. I didn't. They didn't like me, made fun of my name, made fun of the fact that I had cows, made fun of the fact that I rode my bicycle. And,
did you ever hear somebody say, I just hate you, or I hate him?
Yes, my former wife.
Yeah, but presumably it was before that.
That doesn't count, right?
Do you hate the word hate?
Before she married me, you mean, or what?
No, I just think that because I know you have a huge response to that word, and I just wonder where it came from. Because, I mean, most people, nobody wants to like them hated. Well,
no, somebody used it on me. They were very
somebody used it.
Yeah. Right. All right, so
hey, on an up note, though, Doug?
What's that?
I'd like to congratulate Joy Brown for being the winner of today's Doug Steffen Word of the Day contest when she used the word vituperative.
That's a great word.
Yes, vituperative.
That's very
vituperative.
Vituperative.
It means uttering or given to censure, containing or characterized by verbal abuse.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Joy Brown. You've just won a Cedar Side snack pack.
Well, I think that what happens though in
do I get it? Do I really get something for this?
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yay.
I love
Sunday
earlier in the morning. We all
said it's peak of the day.
I'm going to find
you. I guess I'm going to end this conversation.
No, I'm interested.
You've piqued my interest because I have not, until you asked me that question, I actually never thought about it before. Who was it that told me that they hated me?
Yeah, because that kind of response usually happens early on in our life, mm-hmm. and it's because it's out of proportion. Look, what I do as a therapist, I really can't read minds in spite of what people think, but what I can do is hear reactions, and I can hear when something seems out of proportion, and because I know that's one of the words that really will set you off.
All right.
And so my question is, where did it come from? Okay.
In the eighth grade, Gail Sheehy was somebody that I was very fond of. Her real boyfriend was Eddie Davis. Eddie Davis and she were having a problem, so she used me to make him jealous, and then she told me when it was all done that she actually hated me.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Hmm. And my guess is there was probably something before that as well, so this resonated with it.
When you grew up, something you didn't realize that Gail Sheehy was a bimbo that used you, and she wasn't worth the time of day, right?
No, in the eighth grade, I could only see Gail Sheehy as my girlfriend. That was
being magnificent, yeah.
Right.
And she probably had breasts.
When you grew up.
No, they were well.
Well, but no. See, we get stuck. We get stuck in those things.
I really do. Actually, maybe this is more telling than anything else. When I was in the seventh grade, Karen Spencer sat in front of me. We had the old desk.
I don't use his full names.
And who's gonna know? She's not listening. So she married Bruce Lovelace. They were boyfriend and girlfriend all through junior high and high school.
Yeah. They have a Lovelace marriage.
And I saw them at the 50th anniversary of 50th class reunion. One of the few people that I actually wanted to talk to. Recently. Anyway, back to Karen was in the chair in front. I was in the second row in Miss Welch's, Doris Welch's, the English teacher in seventh grade. And Karen sat in front of me and she was developing.
Breasts, I told her.
She always wore blouses that buttoned down the back. And one day I unbuttoned her blouse and she didn't know I was unbuttoning it and put it around the chair and then buttoned it back up again.
That's mean.
It was mean. Was it really?
Yeah,
that's pretty mean. She's probably, just like you have Gail Sheehy problems, she probably has Dudley Stephen problems.
Yeah. Really?
She's probably on her radio show right now going, I remember in the second grade when Dudley Stephen.
This is true, though. I was just going to say, when I was in kindergarten, I had a teacher tell me that I was helpless because I couldn't find something in her desk. And from that moment on, I mean, think about helpless people and you will not see me on the list. Ever, because you overcompensate.
You're very self-sufficient.
I know. I'm like, never be called that again.
The story, or at least the voice and the thoughts of Dr. Joy Brown, who passed away this past week at the age of 71. I'm Doug Steffen.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.